Hey everyone, this is Devin White with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thanks for tuning in to Just Another Football Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review after the show. Go Bucs, get live.
Thanks for tuning in to Just Another Football Podcast. I'm your host, Connor Miles. With me now is David Kramer, the guy who had to see Tom Brady break into his own house. David, what's going on, man?
What's up, Connor? Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
So,
never thought I'd be in this situation.
I would never think I would ever interview anybody about this situation either, so the pleasure is all mine as well. What happens when a 6-time Super Bowl champion, the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, walks right in through your front door? Tell us everything.
So it was funny because I was trying to explain it to some friends, and I told the story after, and I was like, I'm sorry, but this is a great story, because to me it's like Michael Jackson like walking into your house when he was alive, you know. And to me, like, Tom Brady is the man of all men of football, you know. So I have, like, so give you a little background. I've lived in this home for like 3 years, and Byron moved into the house next to me about a year ago. I haven't met Byron.
Mm-hmm.
He's very private, and I'm not the guy that's gonna, you know, go push him to meet him. You know,
oh, me either. I'm not that type of neighbor either. No, we don't need those type of people in the world.
Yeah. So I was just like, I recently had just been moving some things in and out of my house a little bit, and I normally keep my front door shut, and I was, I kept it open, and it was just a Tuesday, probably about 11 a.m. or noon, something like that. And I was just sitting on my island in my kitchen just doing work, and I could see my front door. I actually measured it, because people were asking me on other radio shows, like, how far was he from you? It's exactly like 20 to 25 feet, like right in there. So I could just see my front door right from where I'm sitting. And I see this like large, like overly tall shadow, like, person coming to my door, and then I see my doorknob, like, they're just walking in my house, and I'm like probably like the perfect person he could have done this to, because like fortunately for him, I didn't have a gun on me at the moment, and you know, I just kind of sat there and like froze, like, oh my god, somebody's coming to my house. And then all of a sudden, this tall guy walks in, baseball hat on, like, looks like he's got like a workout outfit on, not like, you know, just like he's like in almost, I don't really remember specifically, but I'm gonna say like workout gear, and he had like, if I remember, one or two bags on his shoulders, and he just, like, the best part is he didn't even say hi to me right away. He just walked in like he knew exactly where he was, like almost like he lived here, you know, and he owned the place. And he just like set the bags down like in the middle of my foyer. And he just looks at me and like kind of looks up and smiles and goes, "What's up, man?" And I just respond. I said, "I don't know, dude. You tell me," like, just in my, you know, sarcastic personality, you know.
Yeah.
And then he looks at me, and then his like face got way more confused. I'll like never forget it. And he just looked at me, and he was still like bent over, like holding his bags, and he's like, "Am I in the wrong house?" and I just looked at him, I go, and the weird thing was, is when I was looking at him, I'm like, I know this dude somehow. Because I didn't know it was Tom Brady, but like, he looks familiar to me. And I actually used to have an old friend that was a sports anchor on Channel 10. His name was Justin Allen. This is years ago,
mm-hmm.
probably 7 to 10 years ago. And he, when he smiled, he had a nice smile. And I remember my buddy Justin did too. And I was like, it looks like Justin. But that was like my first thought. And then he goes, am I in the wrong house? And I said, I think you are, but you look familiar, you know? And he goes, let me ask you this. Where are you supposed to be? Where do you want to be? You know? And he goes, I'm supposed to be at Byron's house. And like, right when he said that, I was like, it all just hit me. And I was like, holy shit, Tom Brady is standing in my house. Like, that is the first initial thing. And my whole body like froze. And I was like, I wanted to be like, my body wanted to be like Tom Brady, like, holy fucking shit, dude. Like, I need your autograph, like, you know, whatever. Or, you know, whatever. Or just, can I take a picture with you, whatever. But I literally, when I say this, I couldn't even speak. Like, that's seriously I could not speak. And then I just sat there and I looked at him. And I think he almost like noticed that I was like noticing who he was. He's like, I am so sorry, sir. And he had like the best manners. Like, he was just like, I've got to go. And he just like, he picks up his bags and he just darts out my front door as fast as you possibly can. Like, he couldn't get out of there fast enough. And it was, I started pacing around my place and I was like, oh my God, did that really just freaking happen? Did that really just happen? Like, no one is going to believe this story. And then all of a sudden I wasted like a minute and a half. And I was like, dude, go outside. So I went outside just to try and like grab him or find him. Mm-hmm. And I see him walking into Byron's house. He's like literally already like going up the sidewalk. And there were some neighbors outside and they were like, you know, typical fans are like, Tom Brady, we love you, man. You're the best. We watch you all the time or whatever, you know? And he's like, thank you, thank you. They were like washing their cars and he just walks inside. And so I didn't get the chance to get a picture or anything. So then for the next 2 hours, I just literally like called like my best friends and I was like, dude, you're not gonna believe this. And every time I told the whole story and then I would be like, and then I realized it was Tom Brady. They're all like, shut the fuck up. There's no way. You know, people are like, no way, dude. And I'm like, dude, I swear to God, why would I make this up? You can't make this story up. So then I pranced around here for 2 hours thinking about what am I going to do? He was there probably maybe a total of an hour to 2 hours. Then I kept looking out the front windows. The car was still there. He had like a high-end Tesla, like top of the line, black on black, like black rims, you know, just badass car. It looks like a Batmobile and red calipers, you know. and then I thought, is it his car for sure? You know what I mean? Or maybe was there a driver, you know, and he was dropped off? I didn't know for sure, but that car was pretty smoke. So I was just like, you know, it's probably his. And then 2 hours later, about 2 hours later, maybe a girlfriend of mine, she said, dude, just go over there and like knock on the door and just like, who cares? Like, just like ask for a picture or something. So I had to muster up the energy to like, and the confidence, I should say, to go over there and ring Byron's doorbell, who I've never met, by the way.
Oh.
So I ring the doorbell and Byron opens the door and he was really nice, but he opens it like halfway and like, who the hell's at my door kind of thing. And he's like looking off to the side and he's like, what's up, man? And I said, hey, Byron, my name's Dave. I'm your neighbor. I've been wanting to meet you, but I know you're pretty private. I said, I started to tell him the story and he goes, he kind of interrupted me. He goes, bro, I already know. And he started laughing. He goes, Tom told me he walked into your house accidentally. And I said, yeah. I said, Byron, who can say that Tom Brady walked into their house accidentally? Like, I said, so if there's any way I can get a picture with you two, I would totally appreciate it. And then he's like, yeah, man, just give us a few. And he's like, how about this? We'll come over to your place and we'll just ring the doorbell. And I was like, okay. So I came back here I probably sat here for at least an hour, and I'm just like a little 12-year-old. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? Am I going to take a picture? I got to get something for him to sign, you know? It brought me back to being a kid, you know? And I'm looking, I don't have a Bucks jersey in my whole house. Then I'm looking for something orange. I find like a Puma hat. I'm like, I don't think you can sign that. And then I literally took out, I had nothing. And then I literally just took out like a piece of white 8x11 plain white printer paper and put it by the front door with a magic marker. and I was just like, I don't give a shit. I just wanted to sign something, you know? And I was all ready and they never came. And then I just like looked out the front door and the car was gone. And I was like, man, they never came back. And I was kind of disappointed, but then I thought about it. I'm like, the virus thing's going on. I'm like, you know what? He couldn't take the risk of being close to somebody. And then we couldn't even take a picture probably even together. You know, we had to be 6 feet apart. So I'm just like, so they never came back. And so it was disappointing, but at the same time, I kind of understood, you know what I mean?
Right. But and I mean,
it was a crazy story.
On top of that, the player of his stature, you could tell the weight that he darted out of there. He knew what this was going to come of this and what it has already, especially with TMZ picking it up.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. So I started, like, replaying. I was like, the whole thing, I was like, okay, what could I have done different? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like how funny would it have been if I just ran and tackled him at the front door and said I sacked, you know, Tom Brady at my front door or something, or like, you know, like no blockers, of course, but it still would have been nice. But I didn't do that. But then I also thought of like, I had a girlfriend of mine over and she was like, well, there's gotta be like a footprint in your house. Like he was in your house. We could probably get forensics to prove. Cause we were like, how are we going to prove that he was here? You know, then we started like looking around at like footprints. Literally, we're on the floor. We're like, I think that's it. And, you know, we didn't do anything with it, but we were just like having a blast. Like, we were just thinking of what we could do. And, you know, but I got a picture, you know, of the car. I did whatever I could do to get some proof, you know. And when he walked in the house, I was actually on the phone and I kind of left this out in some other, I don't know why, but I just kind of forgot. But, in some other interviews, I was on the phone with a girlfriend of mine on the phone, and she was calling me, telling me she needed me and she was having a bad moment in her life and she needed to talk and she needed a friend. And I'm like talking to her. Well, Tom walks in my house while I was on the phone, and all of a sudden I'm having this conversation with him back and forth while I'm on the phone. And then when I realized, when he said, I'm supposed to be at Byron's house, I said, I gotta go. Like, because I realized it was Tom Brady. And I never called her back. It's hilarious. I never called her back because I was so, for like the next 5 hours, I was so distraught that Tom Brady just walked in my house that I felt bad. And I ended up telling her later, I was like, I'm so sorry. But I told her the story. So she was my other proof that this actually happened because I was on the phone with her when he walked in. But, yeah, it was crazy, man. It was absolutely crazy. He's very tall. I would tell all the ladies out there, handsome man. Nice smile, very good manners. He didn't look like he had a mean bone in his body. That's one thing that I noticed. Like he just looked like such a genuine person. You know, when you can just see right through somebody, you know. Other than him taking freaking sacks in the NFL, I mean, like, but not sacks, but getting tackled or whatever. You know, he didn't look like he had a mean bone in his body.
Right. Like, I agree with you, though, what you said earlier. If it wasn't for Corona going on right now, I think the situation would have played about a little bit different. But that's a great story.
Yeah, but the thing is, so I sat on this story for like 2 weeks. It's not like I was like, oh, I'm going to call the news. I made a couple comments to some friends. I go, man, this is a news story. And they were like, nah. And I was like, oh, it totally is. You know, and I didn't do anything with the news, nothing at all. And then I just told friends for like 2 weeks. And then it kind of just, like, went away. I got a little tired of telling the story. And then, like, and then all of a sudden I was on the phone with another girlfriend of mine who's married, and we were just talking. And she's like, "Dave, that's the best story I've heard in a long time." You know, everybody's bored right now in the coronavirus. Everybody's sitting at home. And, you know, I'm a single dude sitting in my house. I haven't done crap for weeks.
Oh,
so Tom Brady walking in my house definitely spiced it up, you know. But she goes, "Dude, you should call TMZ. They would love this story."
Hello, my fellow sports fanatics. If you are like me and love talking about sports, I have the perfect app for you. It's called YouStadium, a social media app dedicated to sports, which allows you to talk about each league with fellow fans, get instant breaking news notifications straight to your phone, and debate the sports we all love. Download the app with either Apple App Store or Google Play Store and join discussions about your favorite team or the rest of the leagues. YouStadium has contests and point systems to win real prizes like an NFL jersey of your choice. You can find YouStadium on Twitter and Instagram at YouStadium, U-S-T-A-D-I-U-M, for more information. Log on to YouStadium today and join me as we talk about sports.
Now, mind you, I haven't even watched TMZ probably for 15 years. Mm. And I didn't really even realize that they're kind of known for, like, the tabloids of, like, spinning stories and making people potentially look bad and things like that.
Yeah, so, well, they are, so yep.
I didn't know that. So I was just bored, and I was like, so anybody that knows my personality, when I was younger, I used to do stand-up, and I kind of, like, I do it here and there now, but not, you know, I have a regular job and all that, but, like, it's just, like, my passion, and I live to tell funny stories. So I was like, this is such a good story, I'm just going to call TMZ and just see if they like it. And so when I called, the TMZ people said, "There's not enough proof. You know, we like the story. We just don't, we need like video. We need pictures of you and Tom." And I didn't have it. And I wish I had Ring Cam. I didn't have Ring Cam on my house. Now I do. 'Cause that would have been awesome if I had that all on film. and then I got a call later that night from this random guy from TMZ, and he goes, "Dave, I really like the story. I want to talk to you." So it was like another person. And he called me, and he was like all over it. Then he calls me the next day, and he says, "We want to do an interview with you, you know, on Zoom, telling the story." So I did, like I'm doing with you. And then next thing you know, he calls me 20 minutes later. He goes, "Dude, my boss loves this so much that we're making it our number one story tomorrow." I was like, "Shut up." So he goes, "I'll offer you $100 for the story." And I said, "Dude," I said, "I'm not doing this for any money motivation." And I said, "Whether you said $1,000 or $100, I probably wouldn't take it, honestly. Like, I just want to share a funny story, and whatever comes out of it, comes out of it." So, you know, if I had any motivation at all, I thought maybe it would be cool if I could meet Tom one day. Not just to meet Tom Brady, but to be able to, I would love to hear what the hell was going through his head, to be honest with you. I think it'd be hilarious to hear, like, his story, because I know he told all of his friends.
Well,
you know?
Well, you don't have Twitter, and now I'm going to inform you something, because I'm on his Twitter page. He admitted to this on his Twitter page.
Right, which I... friends ended up showing you that, and he posted the TMZ.
Yeah, he quoted that. He said, "Trespassing in parks, breaking and entering, just making myself at home in Tampa Bay."
When I first heard Tampa Bay, everybody's like ripping on him, and I thought he did a typo, and then my dumb ass had to put it together. I was like, "Oh, Tom."
Yeah, no, he's trademarking Tampa Bay and Tampa Brady, so that's going to be his new things.
Yeah, so he's obviously got a good sense of humor. I actually sent him a Instagram. I followed him on Instagram, and I said, after I saw that, I said, "Hey, Tom, thanks for being a good sport. I meant no harm or foul out of this. It wasn't to make you look bad or anything. It was truly just a funny story." And I don't know for sure if he's responded yet. I haven't figured that out. But,
good luck with that. I mean, he has like so millions of followers, probably gets DMs all the time. I feel like eventually after this passes, coronavirus passes, he's going to reach out to you in some way just to poke fun about it. Because it is a funny story. Yeah. It's just...
ESPN called and they're like, they want to do like a cartoon where they're reenacting it with a cartoon. It's crazy the amount of press this has gotten, you know? I never expected it would get to this level, honestly. I just thought, this is a good way to get the story out. We don't have to tell it a million times. And everybody can kind of hear it, you know? And that was really my only motivation. And that, yeah, and again, of course, people have asked me, they're like, oh, what if he got you tickets? Or what if he, of course, yeah, who wouldn't want tickets to? But that's not why I did it, you know what I mean? Like, if I just got to meet him and laugh with him about how what he was thinking and all that, that would make my dream.
You're speaking of a life experience. There's nothing wrong with that. That plus, this doesn't happen to just anybody every day, especially during this type of pandemic. So,
yeah.
Well, I completely agree with you on that. I understand your intentions toward whatsoever, but I mean, look, the NFL even looked into it. So, I understand him not really being as open as I feel like his personality would be. I do believe you're going to be hearing from him at some point, though. He's gonna make a joke out of this.
Who knows? Well, TMZ kept calling me to like, has Byron or Tom reached out to you yet? You know, if they do anything nice or anything, let us know. And I was like, they're probably not gonna do anything or even reach out to me until they figure out what's going on with the Buccaneers. But I didn't think they had.
He just can't be.
I don't think he did anything wrong, personally. I mean, I just don't think he did anything wrong.
No, I was
really disturbed when I started seeing those stories come out, and then I started getting some hate mails. I had one guy that sent me, and I don't even know this dude from Adam, but he sent me this like, "Hey man, enjoy your 15 minutes of fame, and I hope you enjoy your $500 that you probably made from TMZ. Now our Buccaneers are probably going to lose a draft pick and God knows what's going to happen to us. And, you're probably going to have to move to a new city." And I was just like, damn. I wanted to like so bad, like launch back at this dude. I was like, homie, I didn't collect a dollar, but I was like, no, don't bark back. And then of all people, my niece, she's 21, and she's all, 21-year-olds are all over social media. And she saw it, and she just launched back at this dude. It was funny. And she goes, hey, Steve, FYI, sucks to be you that Tom Brady didn't walk into your house. Looks like you're just pretty frustrated and jealous. She just like... launched at this guy. I forget exactly what she said, but it was. I was like, "Oh, thank you, darling. That was nice." Yeah. So my niece had my back.
Just sitting back and letting Tom Brady walk into your house and you get hit with something like that.
I mean, like, but that just goes to show you, like, people take sports like really serious. I mean, the Buccaneers. Let's face it, we haven't had the best of seasons, and now all of a sudden we got Tom Brady, Gronk, and then everybody's like, oh yeah, I was going to be the most hated man in Tampa probably if something happened in that situation. So I was kind of sleepless for a couple nights.
Well, if they hear the story explained, you could tell. I feel like the reason why Brady panicked and ran right out of there is because he doesn't want to get coronavirus and ruin the Buccaneers' chances.
Well, exactly.
Everything went the right way, and he obviously, that's the Buccaneers, what they would want. They probably already reached out to all their players saying avoid contact so we can play our season, especially given like you just said, Tampa hasn't been the best, and now they have this window open with Tom Brady for 2 years, 3 years max. Like, I get it. Somebody really reached out to you and yells at you for sitting in your house.
Oh yeah. People, I was called like a scumbag. I was called a narc. I mean, just just names, you know, like I never, but that's what, you know, it's kind of like what's sad about life is, you know, we all just like, we judge someone without ever meeting them and just off of one thing they do or don't really know the full story. And you just go, all right, this guy's an asshole or this guy's whatever. But if anybody met me, I'm just like, I live to tell funny stories and I'm the most laid back dude in the world. Like, I just wanted to share the story because I think it's awesome. Yeah.
It is awesome. The Michael Jordan of the NFL walked into your house. The LeBron James of the NFL walked into your house. Like, it doesn't happen to just anyone.
I wish I could replay it, man. I wish I was like, okay, what could I have done different? If I knew it was Tom right away, I could be like, dude, just for a second, like, come on in, man. Let's just have a beer. So, yeah, whatever. But, like, you know, hey, feel free to, I have a spare bedroom for you here if you'd like to stay, you know. But, yeah, I just unfortunately didn't notice it was him until the last, you know, 30 seconds of the whole ordeal.
Yeah, that's that cell shock moment. I know. David, it's a great story. That's fun to recant. I laughed my ass off. Where can we?
Hopefully it's. Well, I wasn't too long winded, but that's the whole story, man.
No, it sounded perfect. I loved it, but. I know you do stand-up comedy. You're back into it again. Let's give the viewers a chance to find out where they can find you at and follow you on the internet to see some of your content.
Yeah, so thanks for that. So if you wanted to find me on Instagram, I'm under Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R underscore T-D-K, like touchdown Kramer, which that's not what it means, but T-D-K. So Kramer underscore T-D-K is my Instagram. And Facebook, I'm just under David Kramer. The only stand-up skit I have recently on my Instagram is I did for the corporation I worked for the last 6 years. Actually, no longer work there as of a couple weeks ago. But I used to sell Botox and fillers to plastic surgeons, dermatologists. And I did a stand-up bit, more of a corporate stand-up bit for my entire corporation at our national sales meeting, and it went really well. So some people might understand it, but at least just, you know, it's corporate comedy, but you'll at least see stage presence and, you know, that type of thing. But that's the most recent one I put on there. But anyone that checks me out, I appreciate it. Not that I'm trying to be famous over this, but hey, anything helps when you're trying to make it a little better.
Oh, yeah, no, nothing wrong with that. Thanks for coming on to the show and giving your story. I greatly appreciate it, my man.
You got it, Connor. Great meeting you, man, and I appreciate the time. Can't wait to hear it. Thanks, guys. Be well, everyone.
What's up, beautiful people? I don't have a name. I don't have a name at this point in my life. But I do want to thank you. I want to thank you and tell you I love you. All you guys for tuning in to Connor's show. Just Another Football Podcast. Do me a small favor. Do it for me, please. Leave those 5-star reviews and subscribe to my dog, Connor Miles. All right?